book of Genesis, I believe that it is a literal creation. I believe God literally created the earth. However, I also believe that we understand music and lyric and poetry and that sort of thing because God is creative, because God is poetic, because God understands those things. We have an understanding of those things. You following me in that? If you're with me, say amen. Amen. If you're lost, say oh me. I just thought I'd ask. You never know. Okay, good, good. So in the book of Genesis, there are some elements that I believe are poetic, and I want to try and share that with you this morning. But let's take a look. I'm going to look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. It says, "The Lord God formed the man, from the dust of the ground, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living being." I believe that is literal. That is what happened. God took earth and he picked it up and he went, and it became Adam, right? We find his name later on, the first man, Adam, that God created him. Okay, so that is a literal, real thing that happened. Also, though, after that, what we find is that God took a rib out of the side of Adam, and I know there's all kind of jokes in this, and he created Eve, right? Well, there are some things about this that I think are poetic, but I want to read that to you. This is Genesis chapter 3, verse 20. And you feel free to look along with me. "Adam named his wife Eve because she would become the mother of all the living." Okay, so we have the creation of Adam and the creation of Eve and their names. Now, here's what I want to say to you about this. In the Old Testament, the language is Hebrew that they are speaking. And so you have this man, right? His name is Adam in the Hebrew, right? And that is literally the name Adam as we have it, okay? However, Adam also means earth or dirt. Right? If your name's Adam, you're like, great, I'm named after dirt. Okay, but you're following me on this. Adam is also the root word for humanity, all people, right? And I don't know why, but it's the color red. And I've heard people have speculated red clay, red earth. It just kind of makes sense. It all goes together. At any rate, but you're following me. So Adam is the word, it's the name Adam. It means earth or dirt. It means humanity. It means the color red. Okay, the color red is unimportant. We could throw that out, but it's true. Okay, so then Eve. It says in chapter 3, verse 20, that Adam named her Eve because she would be the mother of all living. The name Eve, I heard a Hebrew professor talk about how it means the breath of life. And it is this beautiful name because she's going to give birth to children, right? Humanity is going to be born very literally out of Eve. Now, here's the creative poetic part. What happened in the literal creation was God took earth and he breathed the breath of life into it. Adam's name means earth and Eve's name means breath of life. And when you combine the two, you get humanity. You following me? Like, hey, that's pretty good. God's good at this stuff, isn't he? So those are important factors as we start looking at this because Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7, it tells us, it encourages us, the teacher throughout the book of Ecclesiastes is encouraging us to seek God while we have a chance, right? So this is chapter 12, verse 7 of Ecclesiastes. Seek God, acknowledge him before, quote, "The dust returns to the ground it came from, and the spirit returns to God who gave it." Are you following that? That at death, there is a reversal of what God has done. The material, the physical, goes back to the earth, and the spirit goes to be with God who gave it. Okay, so 2 Corinthians chapter 15, there is this discussion about what happens. This is verse 35, 2 Corinthians 15:35. "But someone may ask, How are the dead raised? With what kind of body will they come? So will it be with the resurrection of the dead. The body that is sown is perishable. It is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. We'll skip down verse 45 and following. So it is written, the first Adam, meaning Adam, became a living being. The last Adam, meaning Jesus, a life-giving spirit. The spiritual did not come first, but the natural, and after that, the spiritual. The first man was of the dust of the earth, the second man from heaven. So, like, basically this whole discussion, what it is telling us is the material goes away. We don't need these bodies. Eventually, what's going to happen when you die is whether you become dust of the earth, you know, you get disintegrated in the ground, or whether you become ashes, whatever, you go back to the earth physically. But what is spiritual, I think we go into sort of a altered state of consciousness until Jesus return, and then we're given spiritual bodies. So the question is burial versus incineration. Cremation, thank you. Sorry, sometimes, you know, the right word just isn't there when you need it. Anyway, either way, I don't think God really cares. What matters is this physical body is going to be done away with. What matters most is that you get your spirit right with the Lord, because He is the one who gives life, and only through Jesus. Right? The Bible has got a lot to say about those who don't follow the Lord. And they are not positive, happy things. They are things about death and about destruction and about suffering. So what is important is that we get our hearts right with the Lord. I don't think He cares what happens to our corpse after we die.